Chapter 4. Robert Bolton. The following are quotes from his 1979 book, People Skills. Although interpersonal communication is humanity's greatest accomplishment, the average person does not communicate well. Low-level communication leads to loneliness and distance from friends, lovers, spouses, and children, as well as ineffectiveness at work. Communication skills, no matter how finely structured, cannot be a substitute for authenticity, caring, and understanding. But they can help us express these qualities more effectively than many of us have been able to do in the past. In a nutshell, good people skills not only get you what you want, they bring out the best in your relationships. Books in a similar vein. Daniel Goleman, Working with Emotional Intelligence. Carl Rogers, On Becoming a Person, and Douglas Stone, Bruce Patton, and Sheila Heen, Difficult Conversations. Often, the best books are those that authors need to write for their own use. In the preface to People Skills, How to Assert Yourself, Listen to Others, and Resolve Conflicts, Robert Bolton notes that he would never have got into the communications field were it not for the fact that his own people skills were so bad. The book was written over a 6-year period while he was running a consulting firm, and the material was tested on thousands of people doing the company's communication skills workshops. Participants involved everyone from top executives to hospital workers to small business owners to priests and nuns. There are virtually no jobs where communicating well does not make a big difference to our success. As many people have found, particularly those in a more technical field, the actual work is only part of the job. The rest is managing or dealing with people. Therefore, if we communicate well, this can account for at least half our achievements. Removing the roadblocks. People yearn for a closer connection with one another, Bolton notes. They may be lonely not because they don't have others around them, but because they cannot communicate well. Yet if we can put a man on the moon and cure virulent diseases, why aren't we all great communicators? It is partly because we learn a good deal of our communication skills from our family. Chances are our parents were not perfect communicators, and neither were their parents. Nearly everyone wants better communication skills, yet often without knowing it, our communication is full of roadblocks that prevent real communication with others. Two of the main ones are judging and sending solutions. When talking with someone, it is difficult to listen to what they are saying without putting in your 2 bits worth. This is the nicer side of judging. The other is criticism and labeling. With people close to us, we feel we should be critical. Otherwise, we don't see how they will ever change. With others, we feel the need to give them a label, such as intellectual, brat, jerk, or nag. But by doing so, we cease to see the person before us, only a type. Our good advice is in fact rarely constructive, because it usually represents an affront to the other person's intelligence. We may be so used to having roadblocks that we wonder what will be left if we remove them from our style of conversation. What remains is the ability to understand and empathize with other people, and to make our concerns clearly known. Listening skills. Are your conversations a competition in which the first person to draw breath is declared the listener? Not many people are good listeners. Research has found that 75% of oral communication is ignored, misunderstood, or quickly forgotten. There is a huge difference between merely hearing and listening, Bolton notes. The word listening is derived from 2 Anglo-Saxon words, listen, hearing, and losnien, waiting in suspense. The act of listening, therefore, means more than just something physical. It is a psychological engagement with another person. Listening is not a single skill, but if genuinely practiced, involves a number of skill areas, which are the following. Attending. The common estimate given in research papers is that 85% of our communication is nonverbal. Therefore, attending skills, which are about the extent to which we are there for someone when they are speaking, are vital to good communication. You are not looking somewhere else in the room, but through your posture, eye contact, and movement, show the other person that they are your focus. You are listening with your body. Bolton describes when painter Norman Rockwell was creating a portrait of President Eisenhower. Even though the president was amid the worries of office and about to enter an election campaign, for the hour and a half he sat for Rockwell, Eisenhower gave the painter his full attention. Think of anyone you know who is a great communicator, and they will be the same. They fully attend to you with their whole mind and body. Following. Following skills relate to how we follow up what someone says to us. Though commonly we advise or reassure, a better way is to provide a door opener phrase. This may involve noting the other person's body language. Your face is beaming today. Inviting the other person to speak. Tell me more. Care to talk about this? What's on your mind? Silence. Giving the other person space to say something if they want to. And our body language, offering the message that we are ready to listen. Doing any of those things shows respect. The other person can talk or not talk as they wish. There is no pressure. Bolton comments that a lot of people are initially uncomfortable with silence, but with a little practice, it is not hard for us to extend our comfort zone. In developing our skill at following, we become adept at discovering exactly how the speaker sees their situation, unlocking or bringing out whatever is waiting to be said. This is valuable to both parties. Paraphrasing. Bolton defines paraphrasing as a concise response to the speaker, which states the essence of the other's content in the listener's own words. For example, when someone is telling us their problems, we report back to them in our own words, and in one sentence, what they are saying. This lets them know we are really listening, and indicates understanding and acceptance. We may feel strange doing this at first, and think the other person will wonder what the hell we are doing, but in fact, most of the time, they will be glad that their feelings are being recognized.